USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is to hold a closed-door meeting with her caucus this morning, and they'll discuss possible impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Many Democrats angry about former White House counsel Don McGahn defying a subpoena to testify before a House committee yesterday, the White House having instructed McGahn not to show up to that hearing. As tensions with Iran continue to grow, a closed-door briefing was conducted by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday for members of the U.S. Senate. After the briefing, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham discussed the decision to send more military assets to the Persian Gulf.
The decision to send the Abraham Lincoln to the region was to try to deter attacks against American personnel, not to invade or start a war, and I hope it works. I hope the Iranians understand.
USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States and China still working towards a new trade deal after President Trump said earlier this month the two sides had been close to one, but then China changed the terms. Well, the Chinese ambassador to the United States disputes that, saying it was the Trump administration that was changing things.
We are still committing. We are still committed to whatever we agreed to do. It is the U.S. side that changes its mind so often.
He was speaking on Fox News. U.S. F-22 stealth jets have intercepted six Russian military aircraft off the coast of Alaska, according to North American Aerospace Defense Command officials. The four bombers and two fighter jets were spotted inside the Air Defense Identification Zone, which is about 200 miles from Alaska's western coast. The Russian Ministry of Defense confirming the incident. Severe weather again in store for folks in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio today. And this is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
A country music star has been involved in a fatal crash in South Carolina. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Travis Tritt says he's shaken up after being involved in the fatal collision on Saturday morning, but he says he and everyone else on his tour bus are fine. A county fire and rescue official says two people died and a third person did suffer minor injuries after a car was traveling the wrong way on a highway outside Myrtle Beach. Tritt says on social media that he was told one of the drivers was impaired. The Grammy Award winner was traveling to his next show in Georgia after performing at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on Friday night.
Senate leaders are hopeful a disaster aid package will be approved by the end of the week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made it clear last week he wanted to pass a relief bill before the Memorial Day recess. Now he says it's looking like that may happen.
As I've said repeatedly, this is the longest time I can certainly remember between disasters occurring and actually assistance being passed.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it took so long because Republicans held up aid for hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. Now he says they've relented.
They then added a border security package. It has a lot of good things, some bad things, and that's the last thing that remains to be negotiated on.
And that, Schumer says, makes it very promising that a bill will be passed, as McConnell had hoped before they leave for the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.